So how open were they to the concepts that you presented for each of the
Pretty
photos?
Good. Those are limited by time,
sure,
you know,
of
and
course.
They're limited by sometimes I have to pick locations that are really mm-hmm. close to the venue that
right.
they're performing, or, you know, sound check is a really great time to get their time because they're already at the venue. So we usually limit it to geography, and then I would come in and scout pre-light where I wanted to shoot.
Okay.
And literally the talent just had to step in for, like Whoopi Goldberg, believe it or not, I only shot, I had to go back and recount and make sure, because I could never believe this, but I only shot 14 frames with Whoopi Goldberg, which is like almost barely not even a half roll of film of 36
right.
back in the day, you
right.
know? So, but that's just because we were really pre-let and ready to go and
sure.
Honor her time and get her mm-hmm. on her way. So,
with the photos that you did for Laugh Fest for the comedians, what were you looking to communicate?
Well, it's different than the VIP stuff around town. I wasn't trying to make funny images.
Sure.
I was trying to really just make a fantastic portrait of them.
Okay.
But I wanted to also, it relates a little bit to my work with Art Prize. I want to take some element of the city or a famous building or a famous venue that they're performing in town and use a piece of that sort of as a tip of the cap to the city.
Sure.
Sort of like, you know, it's different than like stripping somebody of all sense of place and shooting them in a studio.
Right.
So,
but kind of a way to tie it together, tie them into the city.
It's a community event.
Sure.
You know, this is my town and I love this town. And if we can get some reference to the city in the photographs, then that's what I'm striving for. The only one that went kind of funny was Gaffigan, and he gave me a lot of time. A little bit of extra time. But it wasn't that he was doing anything goofy, but he understood that I was sort of going for this surreal sort of a scene that would almost look like a scene in your head during a dream. Like it was sort of in what looked like woods near the Ford Museum
or right.
the Ford Fieldhouse, I should say.
Sure, sure.
So that one went sort of like Gaffigan and sort of surreal. So that was a good one.
And these folks are all pretty down to earth.
Yeah. I mean, they're not super chatty necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're both there to do a job. I think what they're ready to collaborate.
Sure.
And they're ready to listen. It's a little unusual. I think the other thing that's nice about what I can do for Laugh Fest is it makes, I think, their trip to Grand Rapids a slightly more memorable, because I bet they go to a lot of cities mm-hmm. where the festival or the people, they're not trying to create a really special portrait of them. So.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think it's a flattering thing to ask of somebody. We'd really want to take
sure.
a great portrait of you. So, but people, comics are great. I mean, comics are really nice, and
mm-hmm.
they're pretty down to earth. A lot of their act is self-deprecating, and they're,
sure.
you know, they're pretty
sure.
pretty honest people. So, I really like comics. They've been really great to me.
Now, I hear Whoopi was pretty pretty chill, pretty cool. What was it like working with her?
She was great. At first, she was a little I found out later there's a whole kind of a story behind it. But she was a little apprehensive when I met her. And it was kind of like I couldn't quite figure out the energy with her. It was a little unusual because it was a little more reserved than I thought it was going to be. And I found out later that she was sort of startled by somebody out on the street when she got outside the Bob where we were shooting.
Okay.
And she just had, she was kind of a little bit rattled. I only found that out later after the shoot was done.
Okay.
But the photo shoot was pretty easy, pretty quick. I said 14 frames. And then we had to shoot, what was cool is we had to shoot, she agreed to do like a meet and greet. With some of the sponsors of Laugh Fest and some other people that were invited to like a pre-party before her show. So we had another lighting set up to take like grip and grins, and people would stand in with Whoopi, get their photo taken, and then, you know, it was just like a cattle call getting people through with
sure.
Whoopi. I don't mean that in a bad way, but it was just we had limited time and people just wanted their picture
just
with Whoopi.
Just the process.
Just moving people through. But she started, her mood changed about halfway through in a really good way. She was laughing more and she was cracking jokes. And then after that was done, we got about, I don't know, 30 or 40 people through for a special picture with Whoopi. And, you know, they said, that's it, no more people. And then she chatted for about 10 minutes after the shoot.
Okay.
And I thought she would just go, but she was really nice. And I started to ask her about some famous photographers that she's worked with. And like Annie Leibovitz and Timothy White and some people I really liked. And sure. So she really opened up, and then she would relate.
Oh, there's that Leibovitz bathtub shot.
Yeah, the milk, yep. shot. And I asked her specifically about that because that's one of the more famous photos by Annie Leibovitz, mm-hmm. who has a gazillion famous photos. So, she told me that she called up her neighbor and she was looking for a clawfoot bathtub for that shoot. And she was like, I know my neighbor has this bathtub. Maybe we can use it for this photo shoot. And she called up her neighbor. So she's telling me this whole story, which is kind of surreal, that I'm talking to Whoopi Goldberg about the shoot she had with Annie Leibovitz.
And right.
I love Annie Leibovitz's work. And so it was a really cool experience. But, yeah, she just said the milk was really expletive cold. She thought it was very, very cold. And so, yeah, she was really cool. So the long story short is we chat about photography.
Sure.
Rick Santorum's name came up somehow. There was some politics that came up briefly in this 10 minutes. And obviously she's not a huge Santorum fan. But and then it was time for her to go. So as we were leaving, I just said, hey, you know what, Whoopi, my wife and I, we don't get out much, but we're really looking forward to seeing your show.
So, sure.
You know, can't wait to see the show.
Mm-hmm.
And she stopped and she goes, I want to meet your wife.
Oh,
and
cool.
I said, oh, really? Well, we can make that happen. And she said, yeah, call my agent who was standing, he was with her the whole time.
Right.
And he said, she said, just call him. Here's his cell. Or he gave me his card. And he said, just come on my tour, Russ, and we'll take some pictures with your wife before the show.
Very nice of her.
So we did. Yeah, it was great. And she didn't, you know, that was just really a cool moment because she didn't have any reason to ask me on the bus.
Sure.
But we did have that connection and an easy conversation after the shoot. Yeah, mm-hmm. I had a good rapport.